God has given us two hands, one for receiving and the other for giving. Today at Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell teaches us how to steward the blessings of God.
When we steward effectively here in this world, that even if the Lord calls us home, we're prolonging and we're allowing the gospel message to continue to go out for the glory of God. And I'm thankful for a faithful grandfather. And many of us are parents and grandparents. And we want to be faithful to leave a legacy of stewardship.
Stewardship is an act of worship, an expression of faith, and a discipline for spiritual growth. In our series, The Gracious Steward, Pastor Chappell shows us how to steward the resources God has entrusted in our care. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. Many Christians find it difficult to practice stewardship. But stewardship is more than giving money. It's about being accountable to God for the blessings He has given us. Today, we invite you to learn more about what it means to be a gracious steward. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part two of a message called A Gracious Steward.
And if you take the blessings of God and steward them well, and if you're faithful to take what God has given to you and honor Him, and you honor Him in your giving and serving of others, you will come to the end of your life not with regret, wondering about the meaning of life, but with gratitude that you have honored Jesus Christ as a faithful servant. And so we're going to stand before the Lord for our management. We're going to stand before the Lord for our investments. And then may I say this thirdly, we will stand before the Lord for our eternal investments. That's why we want to invest in the heavenly, why we are here on this earth. That's why we want to use our affluence for eternal influence. That's why we want to say, Lord, you've blessed me. How can I further your kingdom as your steward? In fact, notice what it says in your notes. Matthew 6:19. The Bible says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see, every time we write a tithe check or a special offering check, we're laying up in the bank of heaven, a place where there's not going to be a robbery, there's not going to be something that corrupts or is taken away. It's an investment for eternity that glorifies God. And you see, the fact of the matter is that this is our responsibility. It is our responsibility to manage the business of our owner, Jesus Christ, and to report to our owner, Jesus Christ. By the way, how many of you believe that you have been bought with a price? Say amen. Amen. The Bible says we've been bought with a price. The price was the blood of Jesus Christ. So we are now the possession of the Lord Jesus. He is our master, Lord, and owner. And we are His servants in this world. And so when we give and when we multiply His kingdom, we are serving our rightful owner. So the recognition of a steward is simply that. He's the owner, I'm the manager, and the responsibility of the steward is to invest wisely, to give generously, and to care for the blessings that God has given to me so that I can one day give an account to Him and hear those words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You took what I gave to you, and you multiplied it, and you honored me, and you helped others to know me, and you blessed your family, and you blessed your neighbor, and you were faithful with what I gave to you, well done. And I don't know about you, but when I stand before the Lord, the greatest joy of life and eternal life for me would be to have Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's why today is so important. Then notice finally with me this morning, not only the recognition of a steward, not only the responsibility of a steward, but notice finally the reward of a steward. Now this is awesome. Not only does God give us so many blessings, not only do we have the privilege to honor Him with those blessings, but one day, if we're faithful, He will reward us accordingly. The Bible says in verse number 16, then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Now this guy took 1 pound and made 10 pounds. How many of you would say, I'd like to meet that guy? I'd like to know how he did that. And he came to the Lord and he had multiplied tenfold what God had given him. So notice here the blessing for the fruitful. One man gained 10 pounds, one man gained 5 pounds, and God gave to them a blessing. In fact, he says something rather amazing to me in these verses. He says in verse 19, likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. Now, we don't have a lot of time to discuss this morning, but just very briefly. There is coming a period of time at the second coming of Jesus Christ, which is known as the millennial kingdom of Jesus. It will last 1,000 years. Jesus will rule and reign. The disciples wanted it right then and there, but it will come when Jesus returns. And what Jesus tells his disciples is that if you are faithful to me in this earth time, I am going to have you rule and reign with me in my kingdom. And there are some scriptures here this morning to tell you about this. For the church, for the Christian, Matthew 19:27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and have followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Jesus says, if you're faithful with what I've given you on this earth, if you've been willing to turn your back on the things of this world and follow me, then you're going to rule with me. Now, I've heard different preachers talk about this, and I've heard some preachers say, I don't know where I'm going to rule with the Lord, but I'd like to be the mayor of Los Angeles, you know. I'd like to be the governor of California. I'd love to be the governor of California, frankly, just for a week or two, maybe, and just to reverse some laws that have been passed recently. Amen? I don't know how or where we will rule with the Lord. The principle is this. God says, if you honor me, I'm going to remember what you did. And I'm going to remember you, and you will rule with me in that millennial kingdom. Similar things were said to the children of Israel. Notice in Daniel 7:18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So God is saying, I'm going to honor those who have honored me throughout the ages. God wants us to learn how to honor him, because his principle is very simple. If you honor me, I'm going to honor you. If you give to me, I'm going to give to you. In fact, notice the verse in your notes there, Luke 6:38. It says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal shall be measured to you again. How many of you have already been learning in your life? You cannot outgive God. Give and it shall be given to you. And God says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you for your fruitfulness. I'm going to bless you for your faithfulness. If you give, it shall be given to you. We just need to recognize God not only blesses us here on this earth, it may be with a job or a promotion or some other provision, but he says, I'm going to bless you in my millennial kingdom as well. And he said, you had multiplied by 10, I'm going to give you 10 cities. You multiplied by 5, I'm going to give you 5 cities. And so they were blessed for their fruitfulness, but they were blessed for their faithfulness. Can I just say this morning? It doesn't matter if you're 18 or 88. God is not looking to see how much you have, but he's looking to see what you're doing with what you have. He just wants us to be faithful stewards. But the Bible says when one soul receives Jesus, the angels rejoice in heaven. You see, he being dead yet speaketh. And all of us need to remember that when we steward effectively here in this world, that even if the Lord calls us home, we're prolonging and we're allowing the gospel message to continue to go out for the glory of God. And I'm thankful for a faithful grandfather. And many of us are parents and grandparents. And we want to be faithful to leave a legacy of stewardship for our Lord Jesus Christ. And so there was a blessing for the fruitful. But let me show you this finally. There was a burden for the wasteful. You don't want to waste what God gives to you. Notice what it says in verse number 20. It says, another came saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. And Jesus in verse 22 said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Now here we see a man that comes in verses 20 and 21, and he has no return. And let me just say something very quickly to you. This man in his mind had begun to reason. And he said, you know, the master, he's an austere man. He's a hard man. If I lose this, I'm in big trouble. And he began to think it through. And his thought process brought him to a place where he decided, I can't put this out to an investment. And many people overthink instead of simply obeying God. May I share with you this morning that we will either give to the Lord by reason or by revelation. We will either come to the revelation, this is God's revealed word, and the Bible says, give and it shall be given, and we'll give by the revelation of the Bible, or we begin to reason. Well, what about this? What about this? And I don't know if I can do this. And we begin to reason. And this man reasoned himself out of a blessing. If you understand that this morning, say amen. He relied on his logic to the point that when Jesus came, instead of getting a blessing, he was judged by the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we need to be careful that we come to the place where we do not waste the opportunity. Because of that, he had no return to give back to the master. Because of that, he lost the blessing of God. In fact, it's rather amazing to me that he simply says here at the very last in verse 24, take from him the pound and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. Now listen to me this morning. You can take what God has given you and you can sow it into eternity and you can be a faithful steward, or you can hold it and squander it and lose it, and God will give someone else the privilege of using it for his honor and for his glory. I want to encourage you, don't be a wasteful steward, but be an involved and obedient steward for the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that last verse in your notes, 1 Peter 4:10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Your gift might be a gift of serving, it might be a gift of giving, but when God gives you that gift, use that gift. Use it or lose it. Use that gift to the glory of God. And so let's think of these three thoughts this morning. First, we see the recognition of a steward. Everything that I possess belongs to the Lord. He's the owner. I'm the manager. That's something that all of us need to recognize this month. Secondly, the responsibility of the steward. I must take what God gives to me and invest it for his kingdom. That's my responsibility. Whether it's in the work of God, whether it's in the realm of multiplying proper investments, God wants me to be faithful. And then finally, not only do I recognize his ownership, not only do I see my responsibility, but I must remember that I will be rewarded according to my faithfulness. Now, why should we steward like this? Why should we see everything that we have as belonging to the Lord? Well, first of all, because it does belong to him. But secondly, because of what he did for us. What? Know ye not that you've been bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are the Lord's. Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago, went to Calvary's Hill. He went up to that cross voluntarily. He shed his blood. He died on that old rugged cross. He was placed in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. 3 days later, he rose up again. Jesus Christ paid the price for your sin and mine. Who are we to say, Lord, all right, thanks for giving me salvation, but get out of my way. I'm going to spend and do and live the way I want to live. That's not Christianity. Christianity is saying, Lord, you have given so much to me. What do you want me to do with these things you've entrusted to me? May that be our spirit as good stewards. While the nobleman is away, Jesus said, I will come again. May we be occupying until he comes. Occupy until I come. Let's say that together. Occupy until I come.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links.
We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.